Okay, I'd like to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, May 18th, 2015 at 9:06 a.m. Let me check, see if we... I see no public comment. Any commission remarks? Accounts payable?
Move to approve checks numbers 344165 through 344220, warrant 6239 through 6242, and two journal entries.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next is the approval of payroll.
Motion for approval of payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And next we have approval of previous and executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minutes dated May 11, 2015 and regular session minutes of May 11th with corrections.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Taney County Assessor, impact statements.
For opportunity, I've got a handout if you could right quick. I have a kind of an awkward situation. I think you all are aware of, the state is requiring assessors to raise the value of agricultural land this year. And I handed you a copy of that. It's about a 5% increase, and that's just what it is. But the issue for me, why I'm here before you, is in the second handout there, I've got two pages of a report that we get off of a program. And you'll see that there's like 7,000 and some increase notices that we have to send out this year at this time. And over 4,000 of that 7,000, 3,000 of that 7,000 are increases of $100 or less in assessed value, which turns into $5 or less in increase to your property tax. So if you've got a agricultural property, you don't have hundreds of acres, you're going to get a slight increase. And because of the statutes, we are to send an increase notice. The critical part of me, and I think all of you guys as well, is it seems to be not a very good use of the tax dollars. Budget dollars you guys give me to work for send out 3,000 increases. Folks, it's not going to affect the $5. The other thing that's rolling or kind of brought me to this point is I understand a number of other counties have a tolerance, which is kind of what I've done with these two reports. They don't send out increased notices if it's certain difference, they've got different policies. So, I'm here asking your thoughts of the issue. I don't think our legislators considered the issue when they wrote up the statutes way back whenever that was. And then especially this year when they allowed this agricultural land increase to come along, that we would be saddled with sending out quite a number of dollars. Send out increases because of that. So again, appreciate your
if you go against the state statutes, are they going to withhold your funding? Because they've played a lot of games with Taney County in the past, and I just wonder if you avoid the statute, if they'll withhold your funds.
I haven't asked them the question. There are representative Jim Kyle mentioned to me even this morning before I came in into the office today that many counties, I've heard it before he came to me, and talking to other assessors just in our general conversation in our Southwest meeting. But I mentioned it to him this morning. He said there are lots of counties that have been doing it even previous to this year when we got the ag land. So I can only guess to answer your question, Danny, that they would have to withhold funding to counties that's been doing it for years past, and they haven't, to my knowledge. So my guess, again, is just a guess that wouldn't be the case. But I can't see that property owners, I think they want us to be wise with our tax dollars as well, of course. I can't see that somebody increase of $5 or less appears to give something else to open to the mayor.
There's another question to be considered, and as made mention this morning, I think, to Donna, that I've sat on this for 10 years, and people come in, and if they have an argument before the BOE, and they come in and they state that they didn't receive an increase notice, at that point in years past, we have
allowed it.
Yeah.
I have taught myself system to receive before. So that would be something, but again, it's going to be over a $5 or less increase. I can't imagine much going to come to the BOP for that case, but it would be somebody right if you're saying, I believe, to go to BOP. Or even I guess they could be stated. So they wouldn't get any knowledge of the increase until they get the bill. It's too late for BOE, so it'd be a state issue.
It's something to be questioned because it won't be over the small increase amount that you're talking about. It won't be over the $5. It'll be over either a classification or it'll be over that they thought their taxes was too high in the first place, and they'll be wanting a lower amount, but that'll give them an excuse to say, I didn't receive an increase notice, so here I am.
You would have to apply it to what the increase was, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily. I mean, it hasn't.
Once they come before us, we can take up anything. Issue that pertains to their taxes.
So we're only talking about an issue where there's $5 or less increase.
Right, but Danny's saying it could open up a can of worms, and a pretty big can. The $5 gives them the ability to say, hey, we're over $100,000. It could, because they use it as a reason to come before us anyway. Or before the Board of Equalization.
If I could, we just got back from training, and that was one of the questions. They don't have to have a reason to come before the Board of Equalization. Even if their taxes hadn't been increased from the prior year, they still have a right to come. So I don't really think it's going to open up any can of worms. It may cause them to look at their valuation. But even on the chart that we looked at, on the real estate, I'm sorry, on the ag increases, on what was it, Class 8, it was $30, and now it's $31. And I don't have that sheet with me, but those increases were really low. So when you take a dollar and then try and expand that out, it's, like you said, we're going to have a lot of $5 increases. At least we'll be complying with Missouri law.
I think she's got a good point, and I have, you mentioned in the paper I put out, press release, that if you've got an issue with your taxes, this is the time you need to come, because after June 15th, your option to come to BOE is over. So, I don't think that's the point there. But people got an issue with their taxes, and I plan to make another comment if I can in the paper that you still got time to come to BOE or come to me and talk about what your value is.
I want folks to, you know, have their opportunity, know they have an opportunity to challenge your assessment before time runs out.
Well, I don't disagree with you on the, you know, it seems like it's kind of pointless to send out notifications whenever the increase, in some instances, the cost of the postage might be more than what the increase is.
Very costly.
But I'm not in a position to tell you you can break Missouri statute. So that's my standing. It's your decision. You do what you think is best.
Okay.
I don't know what these guys want to do, but that's my, you know, I can't tell you,
sure.
Oh, go ahead and don't follow that statute.
Yeah.
So.
I can give you an idea of some of the increases if you'd like, because they're not that.
I understand that, but it doesn't matter. If it doesn't matter if it's 10 cents and it costs us 30 cents to send it, in my opinion, I can't tell him to break the law.
Well, certainly. But none of us would want to do that.
Other thoughts?
How much of a savings do you think this is in postage? Is that what the issue is, the postage?
Yeah. Well, you've got 3,000. There probably would be the total of 3,000 because some property owners are going to have more than one property. You would try to use the same envelope and get them in the one instead of sending a variable or whatever the case. But the postage, I think our bulk rate is like 38 cents in postage. So I don't know, you just have to make a wild guess.
Mike, you probably want to consider the cost of loading those envelopes or maybe, I don't know, a good estimate.
Postage would be $950.
A dollar per envelope that goes out. That would be conservative.
I'm thinking 1,000 minimum to 2,000.
Maximum.
Something like that.
I know
what Brandon said, you can't tell me to break the law.
I understand the cost, but my opinion is I think the people have a right to know they got an increase coming.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you hearing me out. Your thoughts.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I have next on the agenda board appointments for BOE and Health Department. Let's see, we do have some
recommendations for the Health Department. And I kind of like
that. Is there one or two in the Health Department?
There's three.
Three.
I think there was one that she did not want to do it.
So that will be an extension of a current term, or is the term over with?
It says it should be
go ahead and get
serving during the remainder of the term of his predecessor.
Yeah.
Okay.
What has happened is Della Russell, she's had an increase in her workload and some other personal family business, so she's basically has resigned, and the three names I submitted there were just some ideas to help facilitate the process. According to state statute, I think it's Chapter 205, it states that the commissioners would appoint someone for the remainder or until the next general election, so that would be until next April. At that time, it would just be another position that we would add on to. At that time, I think we had two others that were going to be running for election. So we'd have two regular terms and then the unexpired term for Della.
Is this board made up by district or is it made up by?
There's nothing in the statute that says it has to be a person by district. It's just a Taney County resident. So
they could all be from?
All be from Branson or Eastern Side, wherever. So I think right now we have a fairly wide geographic representation. So,
do we want to appoint one, or do we want to have them fill out our board application? Because those aren't in there. And maybe they did. I'm not aware of it.
We can appoint one to fill the term.
Right.
And then the others will be voted on in the general election, right?
Yeah. We just need one person right now. So
I was saying we have our form, the commission's form, for the board applicant.
Yeah.
Do we want them to fill that application out, or do we just want to make the...
Do you know any of the applicants that's there?
Yeah.
I don't see any problem with going ahead and voting on one of those if we're just going to fill the unexpired term.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any problem with that. On the other, if it was a longer time and all that, I probably won't do what you said to have them fill out an application, but I know those people, so whatever.
You want to go ahead?
Go ahead.
Move to appoint Robert Griffith for the Public Health Taney County Health Department Board to fill in the vacancy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
On the BOE, we've got one person that has said that they probably wouldn't serve this time. Has been an excellent board member. I visited with Jeff Jackson. I visited with the two board members that sat on the BOE now, and Randy Casey said that he was willing to serve. Jeff Jackson said that he enjoyed his time, and he's been a great board member, and he's a certified appraiser, and he's been very, very good at having on the board. But I would make a motion that we...
Appoint him anyways?
Appoint him anyway. No, appoint Randy Casey, and then have the news media put out in the paper that we're in need of another board member for BOE. The people that we've contacted, I know Mike has contacted some, I've contacted some, and we just need some more applicants. And those are very qualified, and some of them are making up their mind whether they wanted to serve or not. So if you guys want to, we'll just make the one appointment for now and then put it on the agenda for maybe next week or something and make the other appointment then. If that's all right, because there's been discussion with, I think, Mike, didn't you say you...
I've made numerous calls. I'm not getting much response. So, yes, I'd like to advertise. So.
Was that a motion?
Motion to appoint Randy Casey.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And if we could get the newspaper to put in there for that we're in search of a BOE member. If we could get someone that is an appraiser or a qualified individual in that field, it's a great benefit to the BOE. Jeff was outstanding.
What about a real estate agent?
We've got some of those that have turned their name in, but they haven't said yes or no, so. I guess we could get Russell Jackson. That's Jeff's dad.
And he's running for the door.
We could appoint Russell, and then that way, see, we'd have wouldn't lose anything that way. So we might get more knowledge out of.
Jeff's my boss.
He's your boss. All right.
Okay, we have next on the agenda tax referendum for library board. Come on up.
Rusty Hinge. My name is Roxanne Young, for those of you who don't know me. And I chair the County Library Board. We have been at the job of trying to establish a countywide public library system for nearly 5 years, and I'm not sure that any of us expected it would take that long to inform ourselves and inform the public about what we think the county needs. I think I'm the only surviving member of the original board. Everybody else has cycled on to other things. But what I want to review today is the fact that we really feel strongly about getting the levy on the ballot as soon as possible, because the sunset will occur on the 1st of May 2016. The district will dissolve per statute if it hasn't been funded by then. And if we don't take, if we don't have the issue on the August ballot, then we're left with only one opportunity to get it passed before the deadline. And we believe it will be approved in August, but we'd like to have one vote left if we don't manage to convince the voters that this is the right thing to do. So we're asking for approval of a 10-cent levy to be on the August ballot. There are a lot of questions that have come up for more than 5 years about what the system would look like. Since it's been 30 years since anybody established a countywide public library system in Missouri, we had to educate ourselves from the ground up. And we have frequently encountered the argument that Branson's the only community that's going to get any good out of this. It's going to be one big building, and the two existing facilities will become virtually invisible. That is not our goal. The goal, and it'll take a few years with this size levy, would be to negotiate agreements with the libraries in Branson and Forsyth to become part of the system. In the packet I gave you, you'll see that we have an endorsement from Taney Hills in writing already. Forsyth is contemplating that, and I think we'll do that, to say, yes, we think it should be on the August ballot. We think it's a good idea. The district would, our discussions right now, negotiate with those facilities to make a short-term change, an improvement in the services that are available through the existing facilities. We don't see a centralized library as a necessity. We are still gathering public input. Some people still prefer that idea, but we are beginning to reach a consensus with the people that are advising us, the people out in the communities that we talk to, and we think that 4 or 5 years is a reasonable time span to improve what we have in the way of library services to the point that we can with this size levy. The assessed valuation of Taney County property is obviously going up a little, but the 2014 figure would with a 10-cent levy per $100 of assessed value would bring in about $990,000 a year to the library district. That would be, we recommend a 10-cent levy because that's the lowest levy at which the state will allow any funding to a public library. If your levy isn't 10 cents or more, you get zero of whatever money the state has to offer. And that includes not only the per capita amount that the state itself produces at its own discretion. No one ever knows from year to year how much it's going to turn out to be, and it has to be divided equally per capita among every library district. We would also lose access to federal money that is channeled through the state in the form of grants. Hundreds of thousands of dollars are available for that purpose. We want to be able to get whatever benefits we can, and that 10-cent levy will produce maybe a few thousand dollars each year from the state and give us access to those big grants, especially for technology. That's where the federal funds usually are granted. The fourth point on your list talks about what we expect each portion of the expense to be. We can't predict that exactly. The statute requires us to hire an administrator for the library district once it's funded, and that administrator will be experienced and have input over how the system develops. We may change the portion that goes for this or that part of the budget. $19 a year for the average family that owns the house they live in is what this would cost. Other districts our size, our population, and only the biggest metropolitan areas have greater valuation than ours, but their levies range from 18 to 25 cents for the last year. We think 10 cents will allow us to set up a system that is right for this county, and that's a slow but steady start. Improvements from very early on, we hope. Technology is the biggest expense for the existing libraries. They just don't have the money for it. Lots more people and no more sources of income. Everybody has done fundraisers, done economy moves, done everything that they can in the private libraries, and they're just struggling so hard, and the hours are so limited. We would hope to increase the hours per week for each location that has a building or a facility that can handle traffic, to increase to 40 to 50 hours a week. They're doing about 30 hours now. We all know what that costs. Personnel is a big cost for any organization. But people can't get to the library on the weekend. They can't get there in the evening. We hope to be able to change that and at the same time expand the technology access so that people who do have internet access, who do have their own training, know how to use the internet, can dial in. They can now to both libraries on a limited basis. But 24/7 access is what we're hoping for. Get the catalogs, the holdings of the two private libraries all online so that people can reserve them, they can pay fines, they can make donations, they can do whatever they like from home. Not everybody has to cross the threshold to benefit from the library. So, we think a library is always good for the community. In your packet, you'll find some university research about what it does to property values. They always increase near a library. People talk about how they couldn't have learned to read if they didn't have a locked public library. They couldn't have taught someone else to read. There is a demand for computer skills training. That happens a lot of times in public libraries. The senior tax is paying for computer skills for seniors, and that's a wonderful thing, but not everybody can get to the location conveniently. We're asking for your help. We hope you will see your way clear to place this issue on the ballot so the citizens can decide whether they're willing to invest this way in the future of Taney County. I would be happy to tell you anything more you'd like to know. I have, by the way, I want to acknowledge Sarah Kleinfelter, who got this little project that turned into a big project, started, nurtured it, managed it for years and years, passed the torch on, and is still here and letting her voice be heard. Appreciate all she's done.
See that that in what you have here, there's no sunset provision for revoting on the issue. If I think everything else that we have in the county has a sunset provision in it that has a tax. I don't know how the state sets this up, whether that's something that could be added to it that is an enhancement to the voter or not. I just don't know. I don't know how that's all set up. There's a couple of things, and most everyone here that knows me knows I speak pretty straight the way I feel about the issues, but as I look at the library tax, I see the need for other taxes to be used in the county, which after a while people say enough is enough on taxes. We have coming up issue with 911 that's going to have to be placed on the ballot here just shortly. Other things that are definite needs. There's needs and wants when it comes to taxing initiatives that go out to the public, and so it's a hard decision for me to, and I wouldn't make it today anyway. I know that this is the first time I've seen this as a lower amount than you presented the first time when it was voted on by the citizens.
Our request letter that went in stated the amount.
Right, but I'm saying that this is a lower amount that you're asking for this time than it was on the...
It was very clear to everyone who was awake the day the vote happened on that people rejected it because they thought it was too expensive. Mm. That's what we heard from all directions, and it was clear that we needed to take a fresh approach and not ignore that popular opinion. this 10-cent level, we're finding a much more positive response from people who do. They're concerned about taxes. All of us are concerned about taxes. But the return on investment on library money is averages nearly $5 in gains in such things as improved skills for the workforce. Lots of people know that applying for a job almost always has to happen online. If you don't happen to have a computer at home and the skill to use it, you go to the library. Lots of people come to the Forsyth Library, I know, because I spend a lot of time there, and they're trying to figure out how to get that job application filed. Unfortunately, there's one computer for every, 4,000 people who visit the library in a year's time. The kids who lose access to school libraries in the summertime when they have a public library that's available at times that they can get there, their grades stay up. They get a better education if they get reinforcement during the summer. We have lots of people who cannot travel to a library who can market their skills or run their business or whatever with some help from training that they can get at a public library. All of those things are part of what you'd be investing in. We'd be investing in, all of us.
Donna, when's the last date that if they want this on the August ballot?
I believe it's the 26th. We're just discussing May 26th.
Mm-hmm. To get it on to the August election.
Of course, they still have the November election as a possibility, and then next April election.
I was misinformed then. I was told there would be no November ballot.
There's nothing, there's no regular elections anymore this year. Anything that put on would be a special election.
But it could go in
a
November.
A special election could go on in August or November, and then you could add on in April of next year. I was sharing with the commissioner some of the information if you'd like me to go over that with you.
About scheduling the calendars?
About costs.
Mm. Well, based on our phone conversation, I understand that there would be a substantial cost over and above what it cost to do it, put it on the ballot the last time.
Yeah.
On the other hand, the economy has improved and the county is in a different financial position than it was before. I think it's a good investment. You gentlemen are the ones who have the responsibility to decide whether to invest that money that way or some other way. We recommend investing it this way.
Gentlemen, is it all right with you if I share this information that I gathered for the election? Or would you prefer that I not?
Well, are you talking about the email you sent out saying that the cost would be around $26,614 to do as a special election?
That's what we had to pay for the 911 tax that failed. It was $26,614.13, and that was back in 2013. So that's 2 years ago. We can estimate at least a 1% increase by our vendor every single year. And the turnout for that election was only 4,101 voters. For that April 4, 2013 election that we put on for you, that cost the county $14,271.01. We had 5,524 voters, so we had more voters show up at the April election than we did the special election. 3,570 voted no, and 1,947 voted yes.
And that was shared with other political subdivisions. That's why the cost was lower.
Shared with other political subdivisions. That's why the cost goes down. I've always recommended any time the county is going to put on a countywide election that we should do it in the year that we put on our taxes. Next year is a We have two countywide elections that have to be paid for already by the county, so we're already out that money. So if we were to add issues on in August and November of next year, the increase is only going to be the column inches in the newspaper for the additional ballot language and the additional ink on my ballot for that issue being added, because we're still going to pay for everything else the same.
August and November of next year, the library district will no longer exist.
Well, I did mention that to the commission in my email, that they could reappoint the library board and start over. You're saying no, they can't?
Nope. The district dissolves by statute.
Yes, it does, but they can reestablish another district after that. I mean, unless you have another statute that I'm not aware of, they can reestablish if that was their goal. And I know what your motivation is, and I'm not trying to counter that at all. I'm just trying to share information with my commissioners so they're completely aware of all the issues that we have. And you're also aware that the county is going to be needing to put on the road and bridge sales tax next year because it's going to expire in 2017. So you also have another sales tax yourselves that you need to go back on. So I just want my commission to be completely informed of all the things that are going to be impacting us as a county.
I totally agree with that motivation. I just feel more urgency than that.
I understand. One other thing I would point out to you while you're thinking. In the August of 2012, which was a presidential year, we had 10,211 voters. That November, we had 21,687 voters. If we want the majority of the voters in Taney County to decide on the taxes that all of Taney County is going to have to pay for, I would encourage the commission to put it on in a November election, where we're encouraging all voters to say either yes or no to a tax. I'm just letting you know. Thank you.
Another factor in the discussion has been when the district's funds would begin to be available to the district. And it was my understanding that if it isn't on the August ballot, then the funds cannot start flowing to the district until 2016 at the end of the year. Is that accurate?
Because yours is a levy.
Yeah.
Everything has to be in place by September 1st. Is that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
September 1st is the deadline for setting any levies.
So if it isn't on the August ballot, then no money can come to the district until the 2016 tax payments, levy payments go into the county collector. So that's another whole year without expanded services. I hate to see that happen because it does give us more time to negotiate and strategize with the existing private libraries to help them survive, but they're struggling. So, one more question, Donna. The library board had no funds at all, still doesn't. In the 2013 election, that means that the county picked up that portion
for all of it.
Mm-hmm, for the library board as well. So it's not that there's no precedent for it, for spending some money to help the library board get on the ballot, the referendum get on the ballot for the library board.
Danny, are you wanting to wait, you said, until... you said it would be done by May 26th?
Yeah, May the 26th is next week.
It's Tuesday. And 25th is a holiday. We won't be here. Thank you.
If you need to do a thing about it, you can always put it on Thursday's agenda.
If
we're going to be meeting on the 26th, right?
I don't know how long the paperwork takes to get the certification, but it's not a certification.
They'll have to have ballot language. They'll have to certify the ballot language to me. That's all on me.
On the 26th?
So you vote the commission to do it and the ballot language that you want to put on.
Which is prescribed by statute, by the way. It's not reinventing the wheel.
Do you have ballot language that you wanted to put on if it was...
There's no discretion. It's statutory. The statute says the ballot shall say this, 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 this. And it's about two sentences.
With the percentage filled in?
Yeah.
With the hesitation that I see on the commission as of the commissioners, I think that we would re-agendize it for next, the 26th, and take a vote at that time. And at that time, I guess if the ballot language could be read to be voted upon also, although it's state statute, so.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you guys willing to put it on the ballot? Or is that what you're wanting to think about for the week?
Well, I know how I feel about it. I've voiced my concerns about the other taxes that are definitely have to come forward and be looked at. I guess the value that I would place upon different taxes would be something that I could say, yes, I'm for all taxes because they're all needed. The 911 we know is needed. The road and bridge tax is needed. The library tax is needed if it goes forward. So those things are things that I have to put a... it's sad that I have to do that, but I have to put a value upon the ones that I think could pass and the ones that I don't think could pass. And those would be the ones that would be put on the ballot. So the general public that I'm out here hearing conversation about is no one wants any more taxes right now. Do I believe that myself? Those same individuals enjoy all the services that those taxes provide, and it's hard to argue that point with them, but there are reasons that we, as commissioners, and it falls upon our shoulders, have to make these decisions.
And my general philosophy is when people ask to have an issue put on the ballot, that's up to them to decide whether to pass it or not. You guys are not being asked to make it happen, except for placing it on the ballot. Then the voters get to decide if they're willing to tax themselves.
And I agree with you 100%. It's already been put to the voters, and they said no.
At a very different price. Very different. It was $29 a household, almost $30 a household. which is...
And those numbers, you know, and I understand maybe that is the... It's going to be a lot more for businesses, and it's going to be a lot more for a lot of people than it is. It's not $19 a household, I'm assuming, for anybody in this room.
That's for a
so,
family.
Anybody in this room is going to be paying more than $19. I guarantee it. So, and I understand that's an average. I understand that. But I think the voters did speak on it. And so, me personally, like Danny said, there's some stuff that's coming up that's, we have to have the road and bridge tax. That's an important tax. I mean, otherwise our roads won't be as good as they are. They won't be cleaned off as well as they are. We won't have the tourists that we have. We won't have the economic driving force that we have, simply because of the deterioration of roads, especially with what the state's doing with MoDOT. So there's a lot of things that we have to look at. Not that libraries aren't important, not that education's not important. We have other things in place, though, to take care of those same issues. On the educational impact on your numbers, 10%, 13%, 18%, 12%, as far as, you know, couldn't have learned to read without the library, 10% people said that. 13% said that they helped teach someone else to read because of the library. Couldn't have done it without the library. 12% of the homeschoolers use it. 18% of library helps users with primary educational work. I'm not, and this is out of Philadelphia, or no, that one's out of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. The homes located within a quarter mile of a branch were worth an average of $9,600 more than homes outside the radius of a library. It could be that libraries are more centrally located in Philadelphia, and therefore they're around other stuff that's going to increase their value, not just the library. It could be a multiple of other things. So please don't think that I don't take all of this into consideration and think it's very important. You know, I've got 3 kids, another one on the way. We've probably got 600-700 books in our own home that we read every night to our kids. So please don't think that I don't take it very serious and think it's extremely important. But I'm not prepared to put it on the ballot. And I don't think it's fair to you to waste your time for another week if we're gonna make the same decision in a week as opposed to now. Now, again, I can't speak for Danny or Mike, but my mind probably will not change. So it's not fair to you or anybody else on the library board to kick it down the road.
It's really not just the library board that cares about it. A lot of people will be really disappointed.
I understand that.
And
my point is I don't want to waste your time and your effort.
Appreciate your candor. We'll do our best to bring you information that'll help you change your mind at some point. There's no political entity that's not struggling with the issue of taxes. I know that. There's no private entity that's not struggling with the issue of how to survive without tax support. It's a different world than it was in 2013. And we started this project in the days when the economy was really tanked. So, what can I say? The decision is yours to make. I understand that.
And I understand you have a job to do. You're chairman of the board, and your goal is to put the tax before us and therefore before the people. I understand that. So,
our goal is to help Taney County thrive.
And that's our goal also.
I know that, or I wouldn't bother coming here if I didn't know that you felt that way.
But if these guys want to wait a week, we can. If they're ready to make a decision now, we can. I'll put it on you guys. As a side note, to anybody that's listening, media, whatever, the majority of our books come from Dolly Parton's book giveaway. That's an amazing program, and they ship them to your home. It's an amazing program that
she's doing terrific.
What Hirsch and family and Dolly Parton does together. That's
terrific work.
That's a pretty neat deal. So, and they're free to anybody. I'm assuming age-wise, I don't have to look it up, but So there are some things out there that are available. Now I'm back at you guys. What are we doing?
It is, of course, your discretion to decide which ballot to place this on. If holding it off till November is something that that would certainly alleviate the cost to the county, extra cost to the county, theoretically. So.
Well, I do like the idea of less cost to the county, and the majority of the voters will be heard.
Just to be fair to the library board, I want to make sure you understand that if it is put off until November of next year, then you will have to decide to form the library board once again. Otherwise, you can't do it. So make sure you have
it
all your
dissolves.
Information.
Okay, I get
board
that.
Board goes away, do you know what date?
1st of May.
1st of May.
May 1st.
2011 is when it was created, okay. So yes, May 1st.
So May 1st, 2016, it goes away.
And then the commission can...
decide to go ahead and put a... Yep.
Re-establish the library board.
Per statute, whatever they are.
Are you sure about the, is it 5-year increments? I'd want to look all that up.
The statute does not speak to what happens after the first 5-year deadline. The only thing it mentions is 5 years to get it funded or it's dissolved. The statute says that there's more than one way to get a district established. There's the petitioning route, which is like any other initiative petition, or there is the route that this initiative was based on, which is bringing a request to the commission to establish a district. The district then has discretion whether or not to establish a district. And once it has established one, it has 60 days to appoint a board and 5 years to get it funded. Presumably that could be repeated. The statute doesn't forbid it. But it would have to take all those steps to get there.
Mike, what do you want to do? Are you wanting to bring it to a vote now? Are you wanting to wait for a week? Are you wanting to wait and establish the election in November of this year or November of next year? There's several options. It's been placed before us this morning. If we have 1 week's time to make the decision, and my decision will be strictly weighed upon the other taxes that have to be considered. I know that people don't see it that way. If they have something that they're for, then they feel like that's the most important thing that's on the ballot. But if they also have some other issue that we know that's coming up that is the road and bridge tax and the 911 tax, and those taxes are very important to this county. And so that would be what you would what you'd be considering, Mike, if you want to. But you also have to realize that this county commissioner, as I sat here once, put my cell phone number out on these type of issues, and you receive a tremendous amount of phone calls on one side or the other of these issues. So I don't have any problem with that either. It just was more than I expected.
Are you willing to share how it came out, the phone calls you got on this issue?
The previous one was way more against than for.
I knew that already. Have you had a strong response to this proposal?
I'll just tell you, I haven't had as many people, because I don't think and I'm not saying this again the board, but I don't think the educational factor of what you're trying to get put on there, which starts after we put it on the ballot, I understand that, but is any different than it was before. I don't feel like that there's been any.
Do I get to count on the fingers of one hand how many calls you've had this time?
That's about right this time.
Well, we have made an effort to get people to be in touch with you about it in support, but it may be that there's that much reluctance out there, or maybe people just are not. Since we don't have any money, we don't have any real way to publicize it except the cooperation of the news media.
And a hard-working group that you have.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
We burn up the email wires.
I understand that.
Wirelessly.
But
this has been an uphill struggle all the way. I don't think, my personal opinion was it wouldn't take 5 years to do it, but what did I know? I was as ignorant as everyone else, since nobody's created one of these districts in 30 years.
You guys want to hold off till next week?
Well, I'll entertain a motion to place this tax for the library board, or for the library, for the, would it be this August? Is that the next, for this August? Do I have a second?
Did you entertain or did you make the motion?
I entertained it, but I'll go ahead and make the motion. Discussion?
There was no second.
No second.
All right.
All right. Guess it failed for lack of second.
Did you guys want to discuss put it on November's or of next year?
I don't think you can do that until you reform your board.
Reform a new one?
You could theoretically go on this November.
You can discuss the intent.
Huh?
There's no difference in what you're wanting to do. It can be on the August ballot or it can be on the November ballot. Both of them are special elections this year. But there may be other issues that come up where the cost sharing can be shared with other entities this year if it's put on the August ballot. They have the time frame. I don't know when that is either, Donna. Refresh my memory or something on it.
Maybe.
But anyway, there's no difference there other than the August or November. Both of them are going to be special elections. The benefit of that would be that you might have another entity having a election.
Come up.
Option. And,
you've still got April that you can put on before your deadline if you want to try and share the cost with all the other entities in the county.
Well, it seems very clear that the objection is not so much the cost to stage a special election, but whether to entertain the notion of a library tax referendum.
I understand this.
I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that that's the case. You're looking around $30,000 to put it on a special election. I don't think we're willing to do that. I mean, I guess Mike was. But as far as the April election, I don't know. I don't know. As far as I can't speak for them.
I guess it...
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Well...
And I thank you for coming in.
We welcome the opportunity to meet with you at any time for more information, more strategizing, whatever we can do to help move this idea along. Be happy to do that. Thank you for your attention. You have absolutely given us all the consideration that we could possibly have hoped for, and we'll keep trying. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is court orders.
Morning, gentlemen. I've got three personal property paid abatements, refunds to go before you. Abatement numbers are 30,063, 30,065. The 62 and 63, they had the wrong year of a camper that they had paid taxes on and requesting a refund on those. And 30,065, one of the vehicles was not removed off of their audit.
And so you'll need two separate motions. You'll need one for the refunds. Those are 2 year, 1 year.
The first one is 2013, and there's a 2013 for the camper and a 2014 for the camper, and for the other vehicle that was not removed off their assessment. They failed to line it out on their assessment when they received it as a 2014.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I'm going to make a motion for the first two on the camper.
Okay.
That's all they're asking for. They're just asking for 13 and 14.
Yeah.
If you look at the
I've seen it on my email.
Okay.
Exhibit A.
Yeah.
I make a motion for to label that Exhibit A with today's date. And make a motion for approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
And on the second one,
I don't think there is a second one.
Yeah, it's the first two was the camper, and it was a refund. And the other one is the other one's not a refund, is it?
It is.
Oh, it is? So you can throw it in on Exhibit A, too?
Yeah, it's all on
it. Okay.
They're
all three
refunds. All three are refunds.
Okay.
And on the same
just included on the motion made.
That's all I have, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We have next bid recommendations for guardrails.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is in reference to bid number 201504-299. It is a routine annual bid request from Road and Bridge Department for guardrail supplies for the year. This particular process was closed and opened a few weeks ago. We received one response. This was the earliest we could get on the agenda to make a recommendation. Mr. Hayes is here to make his recommendation. Despite the usual annual efforts that I make to invite vendor participation, we only did receive the one response, which we did open. And he's prepared to explain his recommendation for award.
Basically, we did receive one response. It was from Highway Safety Solutions, and which is the same company that we've recommended and awarded in previous years. And the bid is comparable, if not just a little bit cheaper, as few items on there per cost on guardrail and guardrail installation. So I'm going to recommend that we award to Highway Safety Solutions as the only bidder for guardrail maintenance and installation.
Motion to approve the guardrail bid for Highway Safety Solutions.
Yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harris.
Field dirt agreement.
I believe you have a field dirt agreement up there. Gentleman's name should be Dwight Brockman. This is on AA area, Brockman Road, requesting a field dirt agreement for unlimited whenever we have excess material.
Say Dwight Brockman?
Brockman, yes.
Move to approve field dirt agreement by and between Dwight Brockman and Taney County.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Transfer station update.
Items I want to mention as far as the transfer station. We are planning to close it this Friday and Saturday for repairs to the front of the building that was damaged. We have sent out notification to newspaper and radio, so, and we posted it also at the scale house and trying to let all our primary haulers and vendors realize that. So we can get that part repaired, and we've also took care of quite a few of the items that was on our annual inspection list, and I think David's taken care of that, sent a letter in, and you guys should have a copy of that also.
Did you run into problems on the holiday, being the holiday?
Well, we couldn't get it in the paper. Okay. Soon enough to get notification out there, quick enough to let over.
So being closed those 2 days, you're going to have a heavy holiday is where I'm going.
We're
going
to be closed also Monday, so we're thinking Tuesday might be pretty heavy following this holiday weekend.
Okay. That's my question. Maybe, and I should probably visited with you before this, but we got it closed Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday and Monday's the holiday. I didn't know whether you were opening up Monday because of the other 2 days, or you're taking it off too, and then you'll open up Tuesday. Is that stated when you get the posting? Do you have Tuesday opening. That's my only concern, because we get the calls too, you know,
I don't think we stated. I believe all we put in there was that we were going to be closed Friday and Saturday for repairs. I mean, we didn't.
The Monday's been posted for over a month.
Okay. If it's on there, that's fine. I just.
At the building.
Okay. We didn't put that in the paper, no. But it's posted on the buildings.
Okay. All right.
What I give you is a copy of the our transfer station budget through April, which is showing that we have a balance of $87,000 currently. We do have one expense, a repair to the one truck that we had to rebuild the engine. That's not taken out of there. And then also the two trailers that we took bids on and purchased. And what I'm asking is if we would like to go out for bid to purchase another transport truck. Right now, if one goes down, we've got to keep borrowing from Road and Bridge, and a lot of times on heavy days, we have to borrow a truck from Road and Bridge to try to keep up. When we get the two new trailers in, that'll give us eight trailers, but we still have just the three trucks to put on the road every day, and two of those, one's been rebuilt, that should take care of it for a while, but it's got $500,000 on it, and the other one's probably around $700,000-$800,000, which, I mean, they can go up to 1,000,000 miles, or should be able to, but.
What you're asking, your request today is if you can go out for bid for a new transport truck.
Correct.
I would say that the other decision-making part of this will take place at that time when we see the bids come in. I don't have any problem with them going out for bid.
Okay. I mean, if we can compare it to what we paid for the last one, you're probably estimate costs around $125,000, maybe a little more is what I'm going to estimate.
Yeah, I don't have any problem there.
Okay.
Coach Need?
Yeah, one of the drivers would like to see more trailers, but we had trouble over the weekend with the six. They were all loaded, so I did have to come in and haul Saturday to have enough open
trailers
for last today. The two that are ordered have not come in yet. They may not be until the end of July.
So when the new trailers come in, that should alleviate that problem?
It'll help it a bunch.
Yeah,
we've got to start working on some of the older ones, though, okay. So it'll be one pulled offline all the time, but we'll have a total of seven on the road then.
But what you're saying, David, is they would like to have another trailer now, or is it? But we have no way to get another trailer now, do we? Unless you went through and is there anything that gets on to the government deal at Columbia?
It's worth anything?
I haven't seen anything.
Would that be worth anything?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But they're just looking for something.
One of the issues we run into is the height of the trailers that we bid out. We had to have a certain height or we couldn't get it in there, and standard height is just about a half a foot higher than what we've been ordering.
Okay.
And that, otherwise, we could probably got them a little quicker, and that's something we need to
address
maybe later. Or we're going to have to rebuild this apron. They're also going to work on this while it's closed this weekend to repair a couple items on that apron, but that's something we should have addressed or planned for in the new building, that we don't restrict or have to special order a trailer as a height. I think that's...
Is that company out of Arkansas still delivering to us, or have they backed off?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Because I know that there was talks of them backing off because we couldn't handle all of their trash.
Last rumor is they want to bring it all.
I know they do. We can't handle it all right now. Right?
Not.
Okay.
So, basically what you're telling us, David, is you got till maybe the end of July. And we got
two trailers.
We got three or two and a half months of overload. on it. And, yeah, I would like to have someone search and see if we could find a maybe a used trailer somewhere that could be bought immediately. I don't know. I'm not into that part of
it. I don't know if we can.
Do what?
I don't know if we can. It's going to cost us more than $4,500.
Well, that's a two-week process versus a two or six. It'll actually be 2 months and two full months and maybe more, because you never know when that stuff's going to come in.
Right. Do we have enough to get us through till the end of July? As long as we just keep, like you said, you had to go in and take it on Saturday.
If you want to haul to Springfield, son.
Is that where you ended up hauling, with Springfield?
We had to go Saturday, yes, sir.
I don't have any problem with that. You're handling that situation out there as good as it can be handled, and I
yeah, I trust you, David.
I feel whatever like whatever your judgment is, David, is good enough for me.
Okay. So let us know what you want to do.
I think we can make it work till we get the trailers, and that will ease up. But
what about the repair? That's the thing that you said that kind of bothers me. What
well, he says only going to be one out at a time, though.
You mean repairing trailers?
Yeah.
We're going to pull down some of the older ones, the original first ones, which are how old?
I have no idea how old they are.
The sides are getting thin. We got to do some replacement. And he does the small replacement now. I mean, you can work that in where the hole gets.
So you're talking about minor repair versus major repair. If you had something like the, is it, those are track trailers, aren't they? Don't they have the
walking floor
yeah, in them? And, you know, if we get one of those broke down, then we've got a major breakdown, and it cuts us down from six to five to whatever. But I'm going to let you use your judgment on it. But what I would say is if we could find something, had to go out for bid for it or to buy it off the state bid, if we could find it for a replacement trailer.
That was one thing we tried to search, and we couldn't find anything on state bid. You know, we were trying to look at an avenue to cut the time from having to bid for the two new trailers, and that's something we couldn't find. Now, whether we could find a used one at, you know, say an auction or that type thing, but I couldn't find anything through state. Now, I don't know about government surplus.
That's what I mean. We get the government surplus. Do you guys ever look at those?
Yeah, I've never seen anything like that on there. It's not something you're commonly
you might
there,
have. Erickson, David, if you want to get another one in, or you want to look at that before those two come in, talk to Erickson. See,
yeah.
I'm assuming that's what we're saying.
Okay.
So, if you don't, then don't.
Alrighty.
We can go ahead and bid out for the another truck right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys ready to recess and go upstairs? Or is that what we got? That's the end of it, isn't it?
It's down here.
Oh, is it down here?
Yeah. We got to wait one more minute.
Okay, I'm going to recess just a second then.
All right, we can recess.